Dobar dan, prijatelji. Did you know that there is a way to support the Let's Learn Croatian podcast and YouTube channel and get extra content? Tony D, how can they find it and gain access?
It's super easy. There's a couple of ways. If they go to our website, www.letslearncroatian.com, they will see a Buy the LLC a Coffee button at the bottom of each page. They can also find it in our link tree from the LLC Pod Instagram page, and it's also linked in the show notes of each of our YouTube video lessons. Once they get there, they can choose to buy us as many coffees as they want, or they can opt in to become an LLC member.
Odlično, Tony D. Absolutely. For $5 a month, you can become a Kiki Riki member. As a member, you'll receive a shout-out on the pod thanking you for all to hear. And in the mail, we'll send you a handwritten letter from yours truly, thanking you supporting all things LLC, an official LLC member magnet, an LLC sticker, and automatic entry into each LLC raffle that we do for as long as you remember. And for $10 a month, you can become a Smokva member and get everything I just mentioned and so much more. DJ Mo, what kind of content do we have available?
Lots! With the Smokva membership, you unlock a quiz for almost every lesson we've made. We have over 90 lessons from our podcast, and our goal is to have a quiz for every one of them. There's also all the songs and lyrics, so you too can sing along with us and learn the Hrvatski language in a whole new way. We also have the audio from our dialogues and their written parts, so you can follow along with a few of our native-speaking friends of the pod, as well as the full Priče with Beppo audio and transcript. And lastly, our version of a Croatian phrase pocket guide to help jumpstart your language journey and have you start communicating sooner.
Puno hvala for taking time to listen to our podcast and watching our YouTube videos. We try to share as much Croatian language, culture, and travel content as we can. We hope you find our non-scholastic, conversational Croatian language approach helpful and are able to support our efforts. Puno hvala I čuvaj se.
You're listening to the Let's Learn Croatian podcast with Uncle Mike.
Dobro jutro, dobar dan I dobra večer. Poštovani slušatelji, dobrodošli. Ja se zovem Uncle Mike. Welcome everyone to episode 119. And exhale. Very good. Thank you guys. We were doing some deep breathing exercises here earlier before the show started. Let me introduce the entire team. We got gospodin Tony D, Mr. Incense. Kako si ti, Tony D?
Ja sam super. Odlično, dobro.
Does this smell like patchouli over there? How are things going?
it's actually. I think it's hickory.
I was gonna say sandalwood.
Sandalwood, another good choice. We got our other friend over there, DJ Mo, the knock knock joke master. Kakositi, DJ Mo.
Sans patchouli, so I'm great.
No patchouli in your house, right?
Nuh-uh.
Knock knock, who's there? Boo hoo. shall we get some poshla going with some Tony D? Let's get some poshla going. How let's do that.
You've got poshta.
Hey everybody, Tony D here with some poshta. As you all know, we have some great avenues to send in messages of happiness and joy, and have you let us know where you're listening from, why you're listening, and who you're listening and learning for. We have a couple. Actually, I took a peek into, which is no longer active, I guess, but our Twitter page, we had a message on there. So I hopped in there. Uh-huh. It's actually
wow,
X.
Really?
It's X now.
Oh, but, okay.
Formerly Twitter. We had Antonio C. write in a message, and it's for all of us, actually. Kako ste? Tony D, Uncle Mike, and DJ Mo. Very dobro podcast e website.
Bravo. I like that.
Says it's a little bit of both, so I appreciate they're trying to use the language that they're learning. Yet enjoy my drives to work listening to you all.
Bravo.
Yeah, started on 1st of January.
Yeah or ya?
Yeah, J E.
Oh, you put J. Okay, so interesting. Oops. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
E. Yes. At lesson 19. So they just started this year, and they're learning a little bit, which is pretty good. They're already on 19, so we really appreciate that.
Antonio C, it's yeah, Antonio C. Hope you get that corrected by 119 episodes.
119.
Yeah, you'll get there.
119 episodes. I hope you get it right.
And when you get to this one and you hear this, you know, you'll have it down.
Appreciate you.
You'll have it down. I promise.
I thought his note was gonna say like, do you guys check this Twitter?
Yeah, pretty much. Anyone there? Anybody there? Hello. But Antonio C from Australia.
Oh, awesome, very Antonio nice.
C. Yeah, thank you very much Australia. For listening in and writing in. When you get to this episode, you'll get it. You got it. I believe in you. Thank you. We have another one actually from. We have a Facebook out there. We have one from Facebook. Christina J. Hi, guys. Great podcast. Love it. So funny. Hey. I'm up to episode 49. Thank you for the recommendation for Andrea Pisatz, the cookbooks.
Oh, yes.
She ordered the set, both of them.
Yeah.
Can't wait to try these try these out in my new kitchen to cook for my family and Baba and Dida.
Hey,
hope to bring them memories. Bring them memories from back home in Croatia with these great foods.
Awesome!
Super
cool. Wow. I wonder what she's gonna make.
I know. Yeah,
follow up and tell us what you make, please.
Please let us know. You, and then send us some too, because you know.
Yeah, if you just shrink wrap it, get some foil and zippies.
Freeze dry them.
I've been hungry for some palacinque lately. I think I'm gonna bust it out. It's been a while, so.
Yeah, we should. Maybe future episodes.
We talk about it every episode, Tony D.
Yeah.
We actually got to do this.
The next meal episode?
Yeah.
Whenever we record next, we're doing it. We're cooking for each other.
Thank you. Got it.
I like that idea.
All right. That's it. Set in stone. You heard it here, folks. We're doing it.
Yes, you heard we it are. Here. First, second, and third.
Unless you're somebody listening from the beginning, you know, they'll eventually get to that one.
Yeah, then.
Yeah, when you get.
Yes. So. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you both for writing in. Please send us more messages so we can talk about it.
Puno, puno, koala. Wonderful. I'm going to get some good stuff out of those cookbooks. I've been a bit intimidated to do the savory. Have you guys done the savory baking yet?
No, well, I made looked that, through it
though. The baking? No, yeah. I haven't made anything yet. But I did get, not related at all, but my brother was visiting recently, and his wife makes sourdough bread.
Ooh.
And she made this mega loaf of sourdough, and it was totally like artisan. She put like a leaf on top and everything.
Oh, like carved it, cut it in there.
Amazing bread. That didn't last long in this house, that's for sure.
Bread's not supposed to last long.
No, not that long, but it went pretty quick.
Excellent.
Homemade stuff, honestly. Homemade baking, amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well done. Well, reminder everybody out there, support the podcast if you can, if you may. We have got merchandise. We've got t-shirts, hats, and beanies. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Guys, we're officially over 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah, thanks to all everyone of you out there. There.
Thank you. Yeah, everyone out there who's subscribed and is following us, we thank you so much. We appreciate you beyond 10,000 times over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Excellent. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, we have a Buy Me a Coffee page. You can actually buy us a donation kind of coffee if that's something you want to do. Or you can become a sustaining member, become a Kiki Diki member or a Smokefa member and support us monthly. Smokefa members get a little bit extra because they get online content. They get Q&As. Picture with Beppo, dialogues and theater, songs and all of the important phrases, all on the website. You get a password updated every few months, and we update and add stuff to that website regularly. And while we're on the topic, guys, we've got a new member.
Yay.
A new member.
Yeah, what?
Dawn K became a Smokefa member, and she says, I truly appreciate you guys.
Oh,
hey, thank you.
We That's truly great. Appreciate you, Don K.
Very, very nice, Don K. Puno, puno, kvala. We also have Alexandra M.
Hey,
bought us. She bought us a lot of coffee. She bought us 10 coffees. Wow, which is kind of wonderfully exciting. Puno Fala.
Thank you.
That's 10 iced teas for me. What are you guys going to get? There's not much left over.
Some ice. I'll take some ice on a hot day.
Couple of water. Two cups of water to go.
What's
two.
the doggy thing? Like whipped cream? Like in a cup?
The puppuccino?
The puppuccino.
Two puppuccinos and two waters for my friends here. I'll have 10 iced teas. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you know,
DJ Mel, please.
Let me read to you what she wrote. She says, Puno Vamkvala LLC, I wrote in about using your podcast to impress my Bosnian fiance last year. Well, he's my husband now.
Yeah.
And I finally caught up to episode 117. Wow.
Winner, winner, chivap dinner.
Yeah. I can't thank you three enough for this resource and wanted to show my support. Keep it up.
All right. Wow. Thank you.
Puno Kvala.
Alexandra
awesome. M.
Chestitke. That's pretty wonderful. Puno Kvala. That's awesome. It's too awesome. Too awesome. Remember, all of this, all of these great things are on our website, letslearncroatian.com. And as we roll along slowly, are you guys ready to learn some Croatian?
Are you ready for this?
Yes. Like it or not, I am ready. All right, guys. Episode 119, our lesson. We're going to do an expanded... a long time ago, we did in some of our... One of our introductory episodes, we asked, you know, someone to say, what's your name? And instead of saying, što ti je ime, što vam je ime, like, which is basically translated perfectly as what is your name, you can do it the other way of saying it. You would say or ask is, kako se zoveš? Right? So how are you called, right? Kako is how, zovec is to be called. So we're going to review and build on it. Are you ready, Tony D?
Da.
DJ Mo, you ready too?
Da, może.
Okay. So our old way of saying, the original way we learned is how are you called. The familiar way of saying how are you called is kako se zoveš.
Kako se zoveš.
Bravo. Kako se zoveš. So if it's someone... that's maybe younger than you, or, you know, your friend's kids, you kind of ask them that. But if it's someone you don't know, or maybe that someone's like in a, you're trying to be a bit more respectful because you don't know them and they're an adult or maybe older or in a position above you in some way that demands a little bit more respect than a young child, you would say, how are you called, sir, right? So let's do how are you called, sir, the formal way. Kako se zovete, gospodine?
Kako se zovete, gospodine?
Right? So you can say kako se zovete, gospodjo, which is ma'am, or kako se zovete, gospodine, which is sir, right? Kako se zovete?
Kako se zovete?
And in response, you could say, I am called, and you would say, ja se zovem.
Ja se zovem.
So, ja se zovem Uncle Mike. Tony, kako se zoveš?
Ja se zovem Tony D.
And the DJ over there, kako se zoveš ti?
Ja se zovem DJ Mo.
Oh, excellent. The guys are paying attention. I love it. Here we go. Moving along. Let's say you're meeting someone and you're interested in meeting, you know, knowing or the names of friends or family. So let's say you meet your friend and his wife is there and you say, how is your wife called, right? Kako se zove tvoja žena?
Kako se zove tvoja žena?
Right, so žena is the word for wife, and tvoja is the possessive adjective, right? Your wife, tvoja žena. Kako se zove tvoja žena?
Kako se zove tvoja žena?
So tvoja is the familiar form, right? The informal form. Now let's learn the formal way, right? So someone you don't know. How is your wife called, sir? So let's leave out the sir. Kako se zove vaša žena?
Kako se zove vaša žena?
Žena, Tony.
Žena.
Right. Kako se zove vaša žena?
Kako se zove vaša žena?
Yeah, there you go, right? So let's say you say kako se zove tvoja žena or kako se zove vaša žena, and then you want to basically reiterate kako se zove moja žena. So you're saying what is my wife's name? How does my wife be called? Kako se zove moja žena?
Kako se zove moja žena?
So you're kind of repeating the question to make sure you heard it correctly. But the key thing I'm trying to let you guys know is Moya is my wife. Moya žena.
Moya žena.
So tvoja žena, your wife. Vaša žena, your wife. Formal. Moja žena, my wife. How is your husband called? Let's move it along. Right. So we're going to change the object. How is your wife called? Kako se zove tvoj muž?
Kako se zove tvoj muž?
And if you're doing it formally, you would say, ask how is your husband called? Kako se zove vaš muž?
Kako se zove vaš muž?
Very cool, right? So muž is?
Husband.
Husband.
Žena?
Wife.
Wife.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one. Ki, a very wild word. K-ch-i, right? K-ch-i is ki. That's the word for daughter. So, ki? Yeah, ki. Huh. So, Tony, let's see if you can make this sentence yourself. How is your daughter called?
Kako se zove tvoja kči?
Bravo, right? Kči.
Yeah?
So, like, yeah, it's not kči, like kachu.
Bless you.
Yes, right? It's kchi. It's just kind of, it kind of just rolls off and it's natural, right? Kchi.
Okay. Kchi. Kchi.
So let's try to do that in the formal sense.
Kako se zove vaša kchi?
Yeah, bravo. Tony D, look at that. Building sentences.
Hey.
Okay, now you're talking to your neighbor's kid. And you're like, oh, how is your dog called? Kako se zove tvoj pas?
Kako se zove tvoj pas?
Right? So let's say the police officer shows up with his canine. Kako se zove vaš pas?
Kako se zove vaš pas?
Right. You want to be nice to the police officer, right? If you guys are...
Multipass.
If he shows up with the German Shepherd police canine, you want to be nice. So now, like, someone's walking down the street and they have their turtle with them. And you want to ask, how is your turtle called? Kako se zove tvoja kornjača?
Kako se zove tvoja kornjača?
Kornjača.
Kornjača.
Bravo. And if it's the mayor of the town is walking outside with his turtle, you want to say, Kako se zove vaša kornjača?
kako se zove vaša kornjača?
So, Tony, your assignment for this week is you have to go somewhere where you see a turtle. And you have to ask in Croatian, hey, excuse me, kako se zove vaša kornjača?
So it's got to be someone above him, in like a judge, Tony. It can't be like, you know, like a random person. It's got to be someone like high up there.
If you go to a Petco, it's got to be the manager.
The manager.
Yeah.
Go in.
Nobody. Assistant manager is like the least. Anybody else is going to say his associate.
Don't even bother. Don't even bother. Skip him.
Then you go tvoja. Then you go tvoja. It's someone like, okay, you're on my level. Right. So let's review all of these ways.
Hey, real quick, Uncle Mike, what's the response on these? Like, my daughter is called, my wife is called.
Is this another episode follow-up? You could say, moja žena se zove, right? So if you're asking kako se zove, you would say moja žena se zove. And then you ask, right.
Like, moja, yes, se zove, but you're changing to moja.
Right. So moja žena is going to be all of a sudden the subject of the sentence, right?
So you're changing the ja for moja and then everything applies.
Right. So moja žena se zove Taylor Swift or whatever your wife's name is, right?
Is that what your turtle's name is?
No, my turtle's name is, I forget the name. It's Kornjača.
Mine's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, nice. My friend's Kornjača was named Jabba, which means frog. So they called their turtle frog, not knowing they had the wrong word. How confusing for the turtle, right?
That's pretty great.
So he never came because, you know.
Well, we know a dog used to be named Turtle.
There you go. Yeah, there's some confused animals out there.
R.I.P. Turtle, R.I.P.
Yes.
Miss Turtle.
Let's review, shall we? Tony D, are you ready?
Da.
From the top, how are you called? Familiar. Kako se zoveš?
Kako se zoveš?
Bravo. How are you called, sir? So the formal way. Kako se zovete, gospodine?
Kako se zovete, gospodine?
And later we'll ask the same guy what his turtle's name is. But you can answer is, I am called, ja se zovem, Tony D.
Ja se zovem, Uncle Mike.
There you go. Good way to respond. How is your wife called? Kako se zove tvoja žena?
Kako se zove tvoja žena?
And if it's someone you don't know, kako se zove vaša žena?
Kako se zove vaša žena?
Right, so we got tvoja and vaša. Tvoja, familiar, vaša, formal. Here we go, keeping it going. So if you're responding and want to be like, oh, did I hear you correctly? How is my wife called? Kako se zove moja žena?
Kako se zove moja žena?
Right, so we got moja, tvoja, and vaša. These are all the possessive adjectives. So let's add some extra fun nouns in there. How is your husband called? Kako se zove tvoj muž?
Kako se zove tvoj muž?
Let's go with daughter. Kako se zove vaša kći?
Kako se zove vaša kći?
Come on, Tony. Kći. One more time. Kći.
Kći.
Yeah, you're kind of like, it's like sneezing with like, you know, like a Zen sneeze. Kći. You know, like chi. Yeah, there you go. Kako se zove vaša kći?
Kako se zove vaša kći?
Bravo. Let's go with the dog. Kako se zove tvoj pas?
Kako se zove tvoj pas?
My first dog's name was Smokey. Moj pas se zove Smokey.
Ah, mine was Chubby.
DJ Mo?
Moj pas Cookie.
Moj pas se zove Cookie. Cookie. Oh,
moj pas se zove Cookie.
Well, pas is a male noun, so you would say moi pas.
Moi pas. Oh, okay. Yeah. What if it was a female?
If it was a female, like a cornacha, you would say moja cornacha.
Oh, okay.
Moja right. Cornacha. Okay. So kako se zove tvoja cornacha?
Kako se zove tvoja cornacha?
And? Kako se zove tvoja cornacha, Tony D? How would you respond?
Moje cornacha se zove...
Moja.
Moja cornacha se zovem...
Se zove.
Se zove?
Right, because zovem is like, you would I, right? Ja se zovem. Moja cornacha se zove, right? That's the conjugation. Moja cornacha se zove.
Moja cornacha se zove Pete.
Odlično. Pete. Bravo. That's a good name for a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, guys. That was a long lesson, but I think there was a lot of grammar we covered there, right? A lot of things are happening. So remember, everyone. Yeah, a lot
very
of back and forth.
Functional, very useful.
Right. So if you're meeting new people and want to get to know them, you know, higher ups, lower downs, all of that good stuff. This is a great lesson for you. Remember, everybody, this is all on the website, letslearncroatian.com. Remember, everyone, our Super Slatko Report is brought to you by TD Soaps, handcrafted small batch bar soaps made with all natural and minimal ingredients. Pick up yours today at tdsoaps.com. That's TEEDEES soaps.com and get it clean with TD Soaps.
It's time for the Super Slatko Report.
Dobar dan, prijatelji.
Dobar dan.
Hey, dobar dan.
Dobar dan.
Dobar dan. We're going to synchronize that once, and we're going to harmonize it, and it's going to be the best.
It is. It's going to be like tasting a rainbow. I always wonder what that tastes like, but I'm sure it could be audio,
Skittles?
Too. No. This harmony we're trying to work on.
Oh. Yeah.
So, thank you for tuning in, as you always do. We appreciate you so, so much. Big hugs. Today we're diving head first into the Croatian island of murder.
What? That's gonna hurt.
there's an island called Murter, maybe?
Murter.
You are Murter. So, but it's spelled, but it's spelled M-U-R-T-E-R. It's very, very close to M-U-R-D-E-R. But, you know, it's a nice little play on words there we can have fun with one day. Maybe in this podcast. I don't know. But it's a delightful blend of history, culture, and stunning landscapes. So our first stop takes us to the heart of the island, Murder Town, or Murter Town, or just known as Murter, nestled snugly on the southern, on the northern coast, that is both charming and welcoming. But beware, the streets can be twisty, so keep a map handy. So no worry about murder every corner. Don't worry about that. You're in the town of murder. You'll be just fine. Next, check out the Slanica Beach, with the crystal clear waters and golden sands. It's the perfect spot to work on your tan or indulge in a game of beach volleyball. You like bridges?
Yeah.
So does Otok Murter. Mm. This island is connected to the mainland by not one, not two, but four bridges.
Whoa.
Murter isn't just an island.
Murter.
It's an
Murter. You're going to say murder the whole time.
It's hard not to. I apologize to the people of Murter. Whatever. I'm going to keep on going here. So going inland, we've... All right, going in, and we visit the Olive Garden, not to be confused with the chain restaurant of the same name. The Olive Garden is home. Tony D is like, soup, salad, breadsticks?
Yes. Never mind.
So the Olive Garden is home to centuries-old olive trees. Here you can take a leisurely stroll among the gnarled trunks and breathe in the earthy scent of liquid gold in the making. Right. So from the Olive Garden, we make our way to... the murder tunnels. Murder tunnels. Jeez, yeah. Excuse me. Here you can go underground and explore the hidden labyrinth of tunnels of Murter. These low-ceiling tunnels were carved into the limestone cliffs centuries ago. These mysterious passageways once served as a shelter from marauding invaders, and today they offer a cool respite from the midday sun and a fascinating glimpse into the island's past. Did you know that Murter is home to the Sea Turtle Rehabilitation Center?
Kornjača!
Kornjača!
Yeah.
But from the sea.
Yeah.
That's right. Injured or orphaned turtles find sanctuary in this quaint island, where they are nursed back to health before returning to the wild and a fun party life on Hvar. Kornati National Park isn't far off. Hop aboard a boat and set sail for the pristine archipelago just a stone's throw away from Murter. Here you can find a rugged landscape dotted with ancient ruins and hidden coves, providing a glimpse into Croatia's rich maritime history. Saving the best for last, our final stop brings us to Kosirina Beach, a secluded slice of paradise tucked away from tourist crowds. It's the perfect spot to unwind with a good book or simply soak in the beauty of the nature that surrounds you. Mm. All kidding on the side from the name, sign me up for some Murter. It sounds and looks pretty amazing. Murter has it all, history, culture, and natural beauty. So whether you're a history buff, a beach bum, or simply just in search of your next great Mother Nature appreciation adventure, Murter has something for everyone. And that's it for the Super Slako.
Wow, yeah. Excellent. I like it. Only took you half of the Super Slako to stop saying murder.
Yeah. Well, when I was writing it, it was murder the whole time because it just made me laugh. But you can't, you know, laugh at murder, obviously. But well, Murter is a beautiful, beautiful town and city and island. So it's a lot going on there. So very, very cool. And I look forward to checking it out one day.
Yeah, that sounds like a beautiful place. Once you said olive groves and trees, like I just kind of smell that in my nostrils. That was really good.
Yeah, once you said Olive Garden, you got me hooked.
It's so weird that we were just there not too long ago.
That's right. That's right. I read that in the research, I was laughing to myself.
And I wanted to say, oh my God, I was just there. And I was like, oh wait, I was just there with you guys. To myself, I wanted to say that out loud. I was like, oh yeah, we were there.
Yeah, we sure pretty were. Good.
Awesome. Puno hvala, Digimo. That was wonderful. Hey, Digimo, kliku jesati.
Time for your Malimento.
So, Tony, your assignment for this week is you have to go somewhere where you see a turtle. And you have to ask in Croatian, hey, excuse me, kako se zove vaša kornjača?
So it's got to be someone above him, in like a judge, Tony. It can't be like, you know, like a random person. It's got to be someone like high up there.
If you go to a Petco, it's got to be the manager.
The manager. Yeah.
Go into nobody. Petco. Nobody. Assistant manager is like the least. Anybody else is an associate.
Don't even bother. Don't even bother. Skip them.
Then you go Toya. Then you go Toya. It's someone like, okay, you're on my level, right?
That's it for Money Momento.
Remember, everyone, you can find us at letslearncroatian.com. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on our Facebook page. That's LLC Pod. Instagram is also LLC Pod. Support us by making a donation to our supporters page, pick up some merchandise, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you to all those 10,000 people out there. Puno, puno, kvala. Buy us a coffee.
10,000.
10,000. Yeah. Buy us a coffee. Buy us 10,000 coffees or become a member. You can become a Kikiriki or Smokeful member. All of these links, this is all on our website, letslearncroatian.com. If you'd like to get in touch with us, ask us a question, or make a show suggestion for Super Slatko or lesson, email us info@letslearncroatian.com. From the entire Let's Learn Croatian team, we got Tony D.
Yasizovim Tony D. Oldish
DJ Mo.
Yasizovim DJ Mo.
Doviđenja, murder I laku noć.